And General Motors has other big plans. The company hopes to start selling stock again to the public. There's talk of a possible offering next month. NPR's Carolyn Beeler reports.
General Motors executives say the company is now making money and operating more efficiently. They've cut costs by more than $10 billion by closing plants, cutting jobs, and reducing healthcare expenses. Soon, it'll be time to sell shares to the public. George Magliano is an auto industry expert at IHS Automotive. He says the slow economy might not make this fall the best time for GM to start selling stock. But internally, the company is in good shape to put itself on the market again.
It might be a little early on it because right now the economy is underperforming. But you look at it from a cost structure basis, and they are at that point where they can do this stock offering.
The upcoming stock offering won't change anything for shareholders of the nearly worthless old GM stock. But Magliano says revenue from the new GM IPO will be used to pay back the government for the auto company's bailout. Dave Sargent from J.D. Power & Associates says as GM moves forward this fall, a key to the company's success will be improving public perception of the brand.
When we look at how consumers perceive them, they're still trailing certainly some of the leading imports and also Ford.
Analysts say that public perception will be heavily influenced by how the compact, fuel-efficient Chevy Cruze fares when it's unveiled this fall. Carolyn Beeler, NPR News, Washington.